Salut tout le monde! Welcome to another exciting episode of the Lab Series, a podcast dedicated to languages and books. So guess what I'll be sharing today? Can you guess? All right, guys. So today I will be sharing 5 things I learned from the book titled Fluency Made Easy by Ikenna Obi. In this book, Ikenna explained how you can learn any language in a fun, fast, and easy way. Now let's dive straight into the lessons. Number one, language learning in itself is not difficult. Some people find language learning difficult because they don't know which resources to use, they don't have a clear path to follow, and sometimes they lack the required traits to learn any new skill. Traits like discipline, consistency, patience, and even perseverance are all required to learn a language. So if you have these traits and you have the right resources, I am sure you won't find it difficult to learn a language. Number two, I learned the exact method Ikenna uses to learn languages. By the way, Ikenna speaks over 6 languages and is still learning more languages. He uses the method called the FME method. Now, FME means fluency made easy. This method starts with the concept of there being 3 stages of learning any language. These stages are input, output, and the refinement stage. Now, the input or beginner stage is all about getting yourself familiar with your target language. At this stage, you are consuming a lot of media in order to get yourself accustomed to the way the language is spoken. At the end of this stage, you should be able to understand media in your target language without the use of subtitles or external translation. The next stage is the output stage, which is also known as the intermediate stage. At this stage, communication is very key. Now you want to focus on speaking, writing, and even practicing with native speakers. At the end of this stage, you should be able to express yourself in a relatively effortless manner. The last stage in the Fluency Made Easy method is the advanced or refinement stage. Now this stage is very optional and it has no specific end. Language learning is a lifelong journey and there is no end point. So if you want to just be conversationally fluent, then you only need to focus on the input and output stage of the FME method. Number three, there are resources for every stage. For instance, as a beginner, you need resources like Glossika, while iTalki is a good resource for those in the intermediate stage. You might need to buy Ikenna's book so you can get a full breakdown of all the resources for every stage. Also, he even suggested ways to use the Fluency Made Easy method if you don't have hundreds of dollars to spend. Of course, we all know that language learning costs money, but you can still learn your target language with some free resources. Number four, just like I said in my last episode, you can learn any language from the comfort of your home using the Fluency Made Easy method. It can even suggest that you become at least conversationally fluent before traveling to where your target language is spoken. That way, you are able to practice with native speakers. Finally, I learned that the more languages you learn, the easier it gets. With every language you learn, you become more and more confident in your ability to learn another one. Now, I would strongly recommend this book by Ikenna Obi for all language learners. And no, this is not a sponsored segment or episode. I'm only sharing lessons from this book. And, you know, obviously, I didn't cover the entire book, so you might need to read it as well. So search for it online and purchase it. It's only about, I think, 83 pages, so you should finish it in 1 or 2 days. Now, just in case Ikenna listens to this episode, I would like to say thank you, Ikenna, for sharing your method with us, for writing this book. It would be nice to meet you someday. Now, we've come to the end of this episode. I hope you learned something new today. Like I always say, if you want to learn another language, start now, practice daily, and don't stop. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to share this episode with a friend. Also, feel free to reach out to me. You can send in your questions, feedback, and even suggest what you'd like to hear in subsequent episodes. I would be glad to hear from you. Bye!